I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, and this is Valley Focus. Being a Wednesday, you know that means that Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald is here to talk. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hello, Lisa. I am doing great. Happy Halloween week.
Yes. Are you excited for Halloween?
Of course. No one comes to our house. Please come to our house.
No one comes to my house either, but they do kind of, there's a kind of a little busy street at the end of my block that they will go up and down that street. So we've decided to go set up our little chairs and we give out our trick-or-treats at the end of the block.
Okay. Well, and being a Friday and with playoff football going on and so many teams still in it, it's going to be kind of interesting to see what 5 to 7 looks like.
In Oshkosh, trick-or-treating hours are from 5 till 7 Friday evening, and drivers, be aware of that when you're driving around, because sometimes those little ones will dash right out in front of your car and not even think. What's in the Oshkosh Herald this week?
Well, there's all kinds of good stuff in there. Of course, there's all the prep sports and who's going on and who's not. But there's also an article in there about the Quarry Park design. And Quarry Park is over at 17th off of a nap between 17th and Florida, kind of over where South Park School is. And they now have a plan that is going to put a park in there, a usable park. And it's very cool design, because if you're from Oshkosh, you know all about the methane and stuff. And Steve Clark, who's our sports guy, lived over there, and he would talk about how the land just kind of changes and morphs. But they are looking at creating a kind of a neighborhood park and putting some boulders in there for seating and some prairie grass and natural habitats, along with some walking trails. So the neighborhood is from the people who spoke at the Plan Commission. Most of them are excited about it. There will be some of those musical instruments for the kids to play on, paths that connect people from all corners of the park. But for the longest time, since they had to tear it all out, because of the soft and subsoil underneath it, because it used to have a pavilion and parking lot and all that, including softball diamonds, which I remember playing over there on, you know, so so that's all been pulled out. So this went to the Plan Commission, and it will be or is part of the agenda that the council had. So it's about $500,000 project. But it's, again, bringing one of those neighborhood parks and utilizing a little over 8 acres of land in the middle of town.
Oh, that's nice, though. I mean, it's good to see that there's going to be prairie grasses, you know, and the natural habitats that we really want in the middle of town.
Yes, and you'll have some of that, but it's also giving the green space, so it's not going to be named an athletic field, but it will have that green space. So that if the kids want to have a pickup football or soccer game or baseball game, whatever, they have a place to do that that's not in the street. So,
and
which
that's,
is nice.
That's very nice, because we do need more places for kids just to be kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? What else are we looking at?
So the other thing that is kind of interesting is, if you watch the last city council meeting, the part of the referendum was the school district had in there to put a traffic signal over by Carl Traeger off of 20th because of the pickup and drop off time, right? The traffic gets really backed up and all of that. Part of that also was to widen their driveway from 2 to 4 lanes. So you'd have 2 lanes going in and 2 lanes coming out.
Right.
But in order to proceed and have that traffic light installed, it needed council approval. Council did not give that green light to that project. Part of it was, like, Mayor Matt Muggerauer lives over there, so he's, you know, so he questioned the need for it. There was a neighbor that lives next to the school who has shown up repeatedly to speak to it, because that traffic light would then, of course, back up traffic in front of their homes and so forth, and they could get stuck there for a while. And also the lack of communication was brought up. There is a landscape company right across the street from it. They were asked if they ever went over to speak to that company, because it would also impact them during business hours. you know, there are the letters that go out for those neighborhood meetings, but it appeared that there was never a conversation that took place with that commercial business. So the council, you know, decided against that. But the school district should still be going ahead with widening those driveways so that people can get in and out. And so we'll see how that goes over there for Carl Traeger, because they've had a problem over there since it opened up, right? There's a lot more traffic going over there. People are, you know, you still think it's out in the country. So even though I believe it, the speed limit is 30, mm-hmm. People are going 50 miles an hour down there. So there's a lot more things that need to be addressed over there. But hopefully with that extra lane coming in and out, that will speed up the drop off and pick up avenues. So,
and that's really what they were looking at, was with the possibility of increased student activity there, right, as they go through the referendum and consolidate some schools. They are assuming there will be increased traffic, and they're trying to kind of nip it in the bud before it happens.
Yes.
They were trying, but yes, now it's a kind of a wait and see situation. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean the school district won't come back and say, hey, can we take another look at this? I'm sure from the feedback they heard from council and some of the neighbors that when you go back and try again, you know what part of your game you have to up, right?
Right.
Communication, reaching out to the people who are going to be impacted by that. But that's also $300,000 that was part of that referendum that will be there, you know, and so we'll see how that moves along as well.
Where can we pick up the Herald?
So you can find the Herald online at OshkoshHerald.com, at the downtown coffee houses, New Moon, Planet Perk, Caramel Crisp. They all carry the Oshkosh Herald along with most of your BPs and Festival and Piggly Wiggly.
And if you're, you know, tech savvy kind of person such as myself, where would you get it online?
You can, OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen Schneider, publisher of the Oshkosh Herald, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to see you, Lisa.